You're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR and WNYC. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and coming up, we'll mangle some classics from the Disney songbook. We'll cater to the lowest common denominator. But right now, let's welcome to our stage our VIP, Justin Long.
Thank you. Also catering to the lowest common denominator.
Talking to you is catering to the lowest common denominator? No.
Close.
You are well known for so many roles, Hollywood hits. He's just not that into you.
Sure.
Galaxy Quest.
Yes.
You were on the TV series Ed.
Yes.
And of course, you know, those very memorable Mac ads where you played the Mac.
The Mac, sure.
The one that everyone rooted for.
In theory.
In theory?
Yeah, before the backlash.
What was the backlash?
Jonathan Franzen wrote a really, really interesting essay about the whole Mac versus PC marketing campaign and what it said about the current state of the world and how much disdain he had for it. But I'm also a huge fan, so I was weirdly flattered to just be mentioned by him at all, even though he called me insufferably smug. He said I played it the part with insufferable smugness.
Well, I think that was what the role
it demanded. It kind of called for it.
I mean, now John Hodgman, who played the PC, he broke away from his PC image by growing a mustache.
He did. And he's really... I remember the first time I saw him post... He said it was a thing he was trying to do, like an experiment. Like he was growing something in a culture, like a Petri dish. and it worked. And he's got a real... I don't know if you've seen him with this mustache, but it's really powerful. It's the opposite of this that I'm trying. You can't see at home, but I have this really disgusting kind of reedy and pubic is what it's how I like to describe it. I have strong follicles, but they're sparse. You know, I don't have.
Oh my god! I have strong follicles, but they're sparse.
True. Branson, you can quote me on that.
That is like you have some confidence, but you're still working on your self-esteem with that. That's like a combination. Did you do anything specific to try to distance yourself from the Mac role?
I stopped working for a bit.
That was that? You just laid
that
low?
Helped.
We all know you from being the star, the lead in all these rom-coms.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so when people, again, when you
Sounds
are
really
dating, difficult. Do the women just assume you're going to be this great boyfriend?
Well,
Are you a good boyfriend or are you a bad boyfriend? Let's be honest.
I think I'm pretty good.
Okay,
I think I'm,
good.
I mean, you'd have to... It sounds insufferably smug where I just say yes.
Yeah. That's all right.
But I did a movie called He's Just Not That Into You, which... hold for applause. Hold for applause. Wait, no, I'm kidding. But I would have a lot of... It was a big movie among a certain demographic of women, and they would... I was a lot of them and a few men, but they wouldn't admit it. Anytime a guy would come up to me about that movie, they'd say, they'd look around like they were buying crack, or about to flash me or something. And they'd be like, hey man, he's just not into you. I saw it. My wife made me see it. And it was always like my girlfriend or my wife made me watch it. But the people that would come up to me, I could always spot them a mile away about that he's just not into you crowd. Except for once, this guy, huge Hispanic guy, tattoos, like enormous, looked like a bouncer. Came up to me and goes, man, I saw you in something. Where you from? Oh, yeah, he ain't feeling you no more. And it took me a second. Right.
Yes, that is the sequel, I think.
Yeah.
And you're very good at celebrity impressions, or you are well known for being, you have a bunch.
I would disagree with both of those
really?
Things.
Really? Interesting.
But thank you. I
well,
love
that's
going
to be a problem with what we have in the show
plan.
Soon.
I love doing them. I do love doing them. And, you start imitating teachers and trying to, I was a little pipsqueak. So
oh, you were the class clown?
I was the guy, yeah. Classic. I mean, I won't even get into it because it's so cliche. And people I've worked with, I like to pick up, especially people that I admire. That's why I do impressions that like of Sam Rockwell or Cole Hauser, or people that aren't necessarily go-tos for a lot of people.
All right, so here's what we're going to do based on that, Justin. We're going to bring you back later in the show for your own Ask Me Another challenge. But right now, I want to know if you would like to use your celebrity impressions talent for a game with some contestants.
I would love it. Let's do it.
All right, fantastic. Please. Justin Long, everybody. Let's welcome our next two contestants, Rich Steves and Miriam Siddique. Miriam, a movie buff as a child. You wanted to be the female Steven Spielberg. Is that correct?
That's true, yeah.
And you love reading true crime, which is interesting because Rich here is working on... Is your third novel?
My third novel, yes, absolutely.
And it's about...
A paranormal detective in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, that's right. That sounds good.
A great... would make a great movie for Stephanie Spielberg.
Exactly.
I think.
Do either of you do impressions, Miriam?
I do a mean Nicolas Cage.
Let's hear it.
Loretta, I'm going to take you to bed. Loretta, my hair got snapped off.
It's really good.
All right, Rich, what do you got?
Wow, it's hard. It's a hard act to follow
yeah?
up. I do mostly cartoon characters and Muppets, so I can do a Kermit the Frog.
All right, let's hear it.
If frogs couldn't hop, I'd be gone with a Schwinn.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
Who knew we would have such good impressions? This game is called Just-in-Time Impressions. We asked Justin to give us a list of actors that he's good at impersonating, and the list was endless, so we culled through it, and this game is very simple. Justin will read famous movie lines spoken by various actors, and all you have to do is identify the movie that it came from. And the winner of this round will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Look who walked into the Bell House. It's Woody Allen.
Chapter one, he adored New York City. He idolized it all out of proportion. He romanticized it all out of proportion. Better. To him, no matter what the season was, it was still a town that existed in black and white and pulsated to the great tunes of George Gershwin. Let me start this over. Chapter one.
Miriam.
Manhattan.
That is correct. Hey, it's my favorite fellow Canadian, Michael J. Fox.
Look, Marvin, you gotta play. See, that's where they kiss for the first time on the dance floor. And if there's no music, they can't dance. If they can't dance, they can't kiss. If they can't kiss, they can't fall in love. And I'm history, man. Yeah. Thank you.
Rich.
That's definitely Back to the Future.
That is correct. Back to the Future, is that one of your favorites?
My absolute favorite.
Yeah. I love, one thing about that movie is that every chunk of dialogue is basically reiterating the premise of the entire movie.
Right, right.
I gotta get home. Are you telling me that my mom has got the hots for me?
Yeah. The best. The best.
Well, check this out. It's actor Ted Levine drinking Buffalo Trace bourbon at the bar.
It rubs the lotion on its skin. It does this whenever it's told. It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again. Yes, it will, precious. It'll get the hose.
That is chilling. Rich.
Yeah, Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, of course.
My favorite part of that movie is when he's trying to be normal. When Jodie Foster comes to the door and she's like, "Yes, I'd like to use your phone, please." And he's like, "Oh yeah, sure, I got a phone you can use, yeah." And he's just like trying to be all nonchalant. Yeah, are there police closer to finding anything? Are they just a curious normal citizen?
hey, there's my friend on a blind date with Academy Award winner Philip Seymour Hoffman.
It's the hardest when someone has a notion about you and it's impossible to convince them otherwise. Ever since I was a child, folks have thought that they had me pegged because of the way I am. You know, the way I talk. And they're always wrong. Do you know what I mean?
Miriam.
Capote.
Capote. Nailed
it. That was kind of a good one.
Oh, who's getting into character by tending bar? It's Sam Rockwell.
Hey, I'm not even supposed to be here. I'm just crewman number six. I'm expendable. I'm the guy in the episode who dies to prove the situation is serious. I gotta get out of here.
Rich.
Sam Rockwell as Guy Fleegman in Galaxy Quest.
Oh! in a tight game, basically going back and forth, but it turns out just by a hair, Rich, you're going to be moving on to our Ask Me One More final round. Justin Long, we'll be seeing you in a little while for your puzzle hot seat challenge. Another hand for Justin Long, our VIP, and our contestants.
Well, my friend, the time has come. Raise the roof and have some fun. Throw away the work to be done. Let the music play on, play on, play. Everybody sing and everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, caramo, fiesta forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, caramo, fiesta forever. Come on and sing along. All night long, all night, all night. All night long, all night. All night long, all night. All night, night long, all night. All night long, all night. All night, night long, all night. All night long, all night. All night long, all night, all night.
Jonathan Coulton with his tribute to Justin All Night Long.
Thank you. It's the most Paul Schaefer-esque decision I've ever made on this show. I don't regret it at all.
People could not help singing. I could see a bunch of it's like, you can't help it,
it's
right?
A catchy
you can't
tune.
Help it.